Okay. Any question? Where are we living? What are we talking about?
Building them.
Exactly. What is building them? Exactly. Yes. So, we cannot talk about it until you change your attitude. Because when I'm asking you something, you think about it, right? Bewilderment. Thinking doesn't work. What does it work in bewilderment? Oh my God. After so many years that we were talking about it, you don't divide these two pieces? One is this, the other one is this. Bewilderment is not something to talk about, because it's not something to understand. If you understand, you are not bewildered. That's it. But in bewilderment there is compassion, feeling. We talk about it, it's very complicated. It's not the animal sensitivity, it's the real passion. We want to talk about it, but your brain doesn't let us. So what shall we do? Let's try to shut up your brain. Yes. Why doesn't it shut up? Why doesn't it want us to talk about beyond the logic? Fear. Because it is not included in that passion. So, we talked about it. Do you remember right at the beginning of describing this knowledge, Rumi said, remember the enemy is this. Right? Here, there are four major parts of this enemy which we should shut up, put aside. The first one was the greed. And he explained why. Not only, okay, put aside the greed. Say, okay. Something happened. No, he just said, okay, this is a joke. This is what this wisdom is all about. We talked about it and we have to talk about it several times. Because it's not very easy to get it that when I say something and you say, okay, this is a joke. That something should go in you and change something. You should have a real passion for it. These four birds, these four thinking systems are always there, right? With meditation, we always try to shut it down, right? Here, it says, in your life, shut it down. Really, actually, practically. Okay? The second birdie that we are talking about, we are starting to talk about, is the peacock. That show off. Is it a show-off or not? It's a beautiful one with the peacock, but it's a show-off. It's in you. You start to talk about it. The first problem of this show-off is what? Do you remember the first paragraph? Look at the first paragraph. You will see that, oh yeah. He said, listen, with these attitude, you are hunting. You hunt the people. They appreciate you. Then you let them go. You hunt another one, and another one, and another one. Then the knight is there. Who Who do you have? No one. So you were hunting yourself. You are the hunted over there. When you show off, you are busy with that. You take that very seriously. The other people don't. This is the first point about the show-off. Show-off practically doesn't work. Ah, how come? How come? Could you explain it? Because naturally, show-off is the major part of mainly sexuality. That's what it is for. All the males, they have the feathers, the color, everything for show off. With us doesn't work. Why? Do you remember? We are not animal. So real life is ours, yes, but it's not real me. Real me is beyond that. With what? Understanding. I understand what's going on. I understand what the show-off is. And we made an industry for that. Hollywood. What is it? The industry of show-off, right? So we know it. We are not tricked. So it's better to let it go. This is for the animal, remaining of the animal which is here, which serves nothing practically, and we lose so many energy and time and thinking. We think about it. Therefore, you were catching yourself with the trap. This is first paragraph, right? Then said, now, wait a minute. Let me give you a good reason that why it does not work, why it's useless. Because there are two ways of looking at the universe, at the existence. One is the point of view of the animal. What do they see? They see the skin of the thing, the existing stuff. And that's it, right? So they judge everything by form and the color of the appearance. What about us? Oh, we dig down and we know a lot beyond these stuff. When we talk about something, we talk about the chair. A chair for an animal is a thing. For us is a chair. And chair has meaning. When I tell you the chair, you imagine somewhere that somebody would sit on. You see what it is? So we don't look at the surface at that, just the first look. That was the main idea. That, listen, let me tell you this. Everything in this universe looks upside down. Everything is the opposite. We are talking about beyond the logic. The logical one are a group, right? Beyond the logic is another group, which is reverse of that. It's other side of the coin, right? So there are these oppositions which goes from talking about a little bit of sand, go to the galaxies, go to eternity. This is what it is. Look at this universe, because they look at it by their brain. And their brain is just a single function of this, right? Only data. What about the night? This, then there is dream. then forget about dream even. Let's go to the imagination. We live with our imagination. If your imagination is bad, you are in the best situation in the universe. You feel bad. And vice versa, that's how it is. So, imagination, even beyond that, non-existence. Ah, now you explain to me how a cow could look at non-existence. It cannot, period. Because non-existence doesn't exist for us without existing. Without form, it exists. It doesn't have the skin, but it exists. We know about non-existence. We work with it. What is the invention? What is? Explain it to me. Is someone doing something which looked impossible? That's invention, isn't it? And we are doing it constantly because we live in the universe of imagination. Therefore, you should understand that everything is reverse. So, when there is a fire and a water, which one do you go to? You should understand that if you go to the fire, you will end up in the water. If you go to the water, you end up in the fire. Now, how do you go? This is the main mistake. Whatever you're looking at, it's upside down. So you should understand this, you should understand this, you should understand this, you should understand this.